reasons why. And it's so hard to watch you learn to lie.
That is Matthew Morgan that you are hearing. He's going to be performing tonight, Friday, May 1st, at the Abbey Pub, 3420 West Grace. It's a 21 and over show. It begins at 8:30, and we welcome Matthew to the studio. Hello, Matthew.
Hello, thanks.
How are you, man?
I'm doing well.
Cool.
I'm still trying to get my arms around the fact that the show is tonight.
Well, you know, it's weird because, you know, a lot of people are still refer to this as Thursday night because they haven't gone to bed.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? But I always, it's interesting to work this shift, you know, when you're on from 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. One of the great advantages about working this weird shift is that my weekend starts at 5 o'clock in the morning on a Friday.
Okay.
So it's like, you know, like 4 hours before people are actually going to work,
right?
My weekend has begun.
Wow.
So I always refer to it
as the actual,
yeah. So today is Friday. As far
well,
as
it truly is. I mean, you know, it's accurate.
It is. I mean, after midnight, technically, it is Friday. It's nice to meet you, man.
Nice to meet you, too.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
I appreciate it. Now, you're originally from Ohio.
I'm originally from Ohio, but I've lived in Chicago for almost 20 years, so I'm a Chicagoan.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Have you always lived in the city?
Yeah. When I first moved here, I lived in Lakeview for about a year, and I've lived right
What part of Lakeview?
Like off of Sheridan and almost Irving Park.
Oh, Irving and Sheridan.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I've lived downtown for, wow, a long time.
A long time.
Yeah.
Well, you were telling me off the air that you live near Clark and Division.
Near Clark and Division, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Aside from that one little strip that's a little wild at night, which most of the residents avoid like the plague. Other than that, it's a great area because I got rid of my car. I don't have to drive. You can walk anywhere from there.
Yeah. You know, I don't have a car either. I don't drive. I don't live downtown.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I live in Old Irving Park in the area, Old Irving Park.
Cool.
But it's, you know, there's an L stop right across the street from my apartment.
You don't
need a car.
You don't need a car.
And you know what? You and I are saving money, man.
Absolutely.
Because insurance, paying off your car.
Parking.
Gas, parking. It's ridiculous.
It's crazy.
Ridiculous. How long have you been a musician?
My whole life.
Yeah?
Yeah. My family is full of musicians way back. So my mom's a music teacher, really well-known music teacher in Ohio. So I got started
early.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Listen, we're going to talk more about that. We got to take a break because we got the news, and then we'll talk more with Matthew Morgan, who's going to be playing at the Abbey. Have you ever played the Abbey before?
Yes.
It's a great room.
It's
man.
An awesome place.
Yeah, it's a great, great pub. Okay, Matthew Morgan is with us. We'll take a quick break here on 720 WGN. Here's some live music coming up after the news.
You ever feel sad? Lean on me when times get bad. When your days come and you're in doubt, in a river of trouble about to drown, just hold on. I'm coming. Hold on.
That's Matthew Morgan that you are hearing. It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and he is playing at the Abbey Pub tonight, May 1st. It is tonight, Matthew.
It is.
Yes, at the Abbey, which is just a great place. It's a 21 and over show. It starts at 8:30. MatthewMorganMusic.com is the website, but we have a link on our Facebook page so that people can check it out. Welcome back,
Matthew. Thank you.
All right, so you were saying before we had to break that you started very, very early.
Right.
Playing music. So there was music in your house all the time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. My mom is, I think I was saying my mom's a music instructor, and she's taught.
Is she, does she play many instruments?
Oh, yeah. She plays piano, organ, She's a voice teacher, vocal coach, and she's actually had some students that became famous.
Is that right?
Yeah. One of the guys from that boy group, 98 Degrees, was one of my mom's former students. Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah, seriously.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, you know, when my mom was pregnant with me, she was teaching lessons right there at the piano. So, you know, I was there.
Do you have siblings?
Yeah, I have a sister. Yeah. And she's got all the brains.
Is she older or younger?
Older.
Okay, let me ask you this. This is a question. Anybody who listens to the show regularly when we have musicians in knows that I have like three or four standard questions that I ask every time a musician or a band comes in.
Okay.
You have an older sister.
Yes.
So I'm assuming that you've seen the movie Almost Famous?
I think so.
Okay. It's required because you're a musician.
I've seen it.
It's a Cameron Crowe movie.
Okay.
Autobiographical, where there's a kid based on himself who, when Cameron Crowe was a kid, he's 16 years old, he actually wrote for Rolling Stone and went on the road with like Zeppelin and all these bands. And that's what the movie's about.
Okay.
One point in the movie, his older sister, played by Zooey Deschanel.
Nice.
Hands over, before she moves out of the house, hands over her records to the younger brother. And then he becomes exposed to all this music that he, like The Who and Zeppelin and all this great stuff that his older sister was into. Did that happen to you? I mean, I'm not saying that she gave you the records, but did she influence anything in that way?
Absolutely. My background or my education in voice was traditional, like classical music. I went to school for it for a couple of years.
Okay.
And so my mom taught in a very traditional classical way. I ended up, the music that I write is more folk based or rock.
Yeah, that's what it's
music.
That's what it sounds like. Yeah.
The only thing I can attribute that to is when I was a kid, my sister had one of those, like, the turntables with the built-in 8-track player, and she had Kiss, The Destroyer album, and Styx, and all these songs, and I would, like, when I was 7, I would just, like, sing all the parts, you know, and... So I
Kiss,
kind
Destroyer,
of, yeah,
wow,
so I,
man.
I was kind of, like, getting that sort of background at the same time that I was supposed to be... learning classical.
So when you started like listening to Styx and Kiss and all that stuff on the turntable because of your older sister, when did the singer-songwriter thing appeal to you? When did that start? Because clearly Kiss Destroyer is not a singer-songwriter influenced record.
I think it's probably a blending of those two things of having like a more traditional music upbringing. And
was there a certain artist that was like
that's hard to pinpoint, like the
Neil Young
one.
or
there's a big Neil Young influence. I'm a big fan of like outsider singer-songwriters, Nick Drake, things like
Oh man, Nick Drake.
Yeah, actually, that tune that you were just playing is a cover song that just played. It's a cover of Hold On, I'm Coming by Sam and Dave. It was written by Isaac Hayes, but the soul group. But my version of it is a really unique twist on it because I was messing around in a tuning, like an alternate guitar tuning that Nick Drake used to use a lot in his songs. And I was like, whoa, that song fits.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of all wrapped up in there.
Now, when you play tonight, do you have a regular band that you play with, or does it switch out a little bit?
it's kind of unique what we have. We call ourselves the Family Band. It's a group of characters that really talented musicians that play a whole bunch of different instruments, and each of us kind of has our own project, and then we back each other.
How many people in the band?
There's tonight there'll be 5 people with me, and then there's another 1 or 2 people that are kind of in the group as well. It just changes all the time. The thing about it is that these people are all just really great musicians, so they're able to kind of, you know, be flexible and shift things around depending on the setup and who's going to be there and stuff.
So all right, cool.
It's always changing, which is really cool.
What's your writing process like?
It's definitely starts with the guitar and fiddling around with moving around through different chords and things like that, and then melodies kind of come from it. I always write the lyrics last, and that's kind of a thing that I want to maybe try and change up, you know, just for something different. But I usually come up with words last, and that is the hardest part for me.
How many bands have you been in?
In my whole life.
I'm sure there's like, it's like countless, but...
Bands that played actual shows on actual stages. Three. Yeah. Three that were my bands, and then I've, you know, filled in with
other bands,
other people. Yeah.
All right. Cool. Well, why don't you pull out your guitar, man?
Okay.
And let's hear a song. It's Matthew Morgan, and we want to talk about your Indiegogo campaign.
Yeah.
That just ended. You were raising funds for your CD, which is coming out a little bit later on in the year, in July, in a couple of months.
Yeah.
And we'll talk a little bit about that. But let's hear a song,
okay.
And you let me know what this song is. And the actual the CD itself is called Empathy for Inanimate Objects.
Yeah, there's a story behind that.
Well, we'll get to the. You can tell me that story in a little bit, okay? But
cool.
What song are we going to hear?
This is called Lost at Sea.
Lost at Sea.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. This is Matthew Morgan on WGN.
These are days that begin to slide down deep in the water, crashing waves in the salty skies, lost in the wind. But I believe that a lonely night is a reason for changing. Darling, please don't give in to the storm we're in. Counting up all the days gone by, drifting in circles, tying knots in the mooring lines to batten us down. But I need you to believe in me for a little bit longer. It's so hard to be alone and lost at sea. Sandy beaches and crystal nights on our own desert island. Would our troubles still seem worth the fight if we had no one else? 'Cause I need you to believe in me for a little bit longer. It's not easy to be lost at sea and lonely, but I believe that a lonely night is a reason for changing. So, darling, please don't give in to the storm we're in.
Very nice, man.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, really, really cool. Tell me about where that song came from.
It's been a while. This recording took a long time, so it's hard to remember like the original thought. But one of the things I was trying to do on this album is tell stories, like really focus on kind of telling stories. Mm-hmm. So there's personal stuff in it, but then I've kind of tried to reframe it, you know, so that it's like a about something, you know, like this is about being stranded at sea, you know, and it just kind of came from there.
Well, tell me, you said that there is a story behind the title of the the EP, Empathy for Inanimate Objects.
Yeah, I don't think it's a good story. It's kind of nerdy. Actually,
that's fine. Go ahead, man.
I was at my mom's house like a couple summers ago when I was working on tunes for the new record, and I found this old, like 50s dollhouse that it was hers when she was a kid. It was probably like late 40s, early 50s. They made these tin dollhouses that like the wallpaper and everything was like stamped on it.
Yeah,
and I just thought it was great, so I just kind of went on a little hyper crazy creative thing, and my mom thought I was nuts, but I was just taking photos and like setting up this whole dollhouse thing, and that ended up kind of being the art concept. And there's a track called First Day that I might play, but on the record the track is you hear a door shutting, and the cover of the album is a picture of the door on this house. And the actual door that's, like, creaking as it closes is my parents' front door. So, you know, just little stuff like that.
All right, man. Very cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. No, that's a good story.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
That was a good story. We're talking with Matthew Morgan. He's going to be performing later tonight, Friday, May 1st, at the Abbey Pub at 3420 West Grace. The show starts at 8:30. It's a 21 and over show. MatthewMorganMusic.com is the website, but we have a link on our Facebook page. Matthew, hang on, okay?
Yeah.
We're going to take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk more and hear one more song.
Sometimes I feel like I cannot run. Just colors fading in the burning sun. 'Cause I keep on believing.
Nick DiGilio here. We are live in the Allstate studio, and that is Matthew Morgan, who's going to be performing tonight at the Abbey Pub. Starts at 8:30, and he is live in studio, and we're going to talk more with Matthew and hear another song live in studio. How are you, Matthew?
Great.
Thanks for coming down, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
I know it's late.
That's all right, man. It's cool.
when you write songs, what are you influenced by? Like, what inspires you when you write? Is it just things that happen in your life, or you know?
Yeah, it is. But a lot of times it's things that I'm reading. I really like history a lot, so I have my first record was all based on letters and stories from the American Civil War.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's called Red Silhouettes. It's a little rusty. I recorded it myself.
Yeah,
and engineered it myself. So.
And what about this one? Who did you work with on this one?
I worked with a producer named Nate Lockwood, who's based out of Canton, Ohio. So I've been traveling back and forth.
And you recorded it in Ohio?
Yes.
Yeah.
In several different studios and locations. And
what was your Indiegogo campaign?
So the Indiegogo was just to raise money to press the I wanted to press it to vinyl because I'm a huge vinyl person.
Sure.
And I have a collection that I've been working on for quite a while, and I've basically funded all of the recording myself. So this was just to raise money to help with the manufacturing. So it was almost like a pre-sale, really, of the album, more than like a traditional campaign to raise money for the whole project. So.
What's the goal for how much vinyl you're going to press? What are you looking at?
As far as how much.
How many records?
The minimum short run record is 250.
$250.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good run.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
cool.
All right. So the songs that are on this EP that we're listening to, which will be officially released in July, mm-hmm. Are you going to play a lot of those tonight?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's going to be interesting because with the full band, it's a little bit of a heavier sound than what's on the EP.
Which I bet,
is very
yeah.
stripped down folk.
That's what it sounds like, yeah.
Yeah. So this is like reimagine those songs with like a more of a rock band, almost like a southern rock kind of style.
All right, cool, man.
With electric guitars and. But there's still a mandolin player and a banjo player. And
well, there you go.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
That's cool, man. That's great. Abbey Pub tonight. Mm-hmm. So let me, I have two more standard questions that I sure. always ask musicians okay. when they come in. What was your first album that you bought?
That would probably be Michael Jackson Thriller.
Thriller?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, man.
Yeah.
And so, okay.
I grew up in the 80s.
So. Yeah. No, I understand. Yeah. I mean, that's one of the definitive 80s albums.
Kind
so.
Of required to yeah. go to school at the time that yeah. you had it. So.
Well, when I was growing up, one of the requirements was a Frampton Comes Alive. Okay. Like, if you didn't have Frampton Comes Alive, I think you would be arrested.
Great album. I have it.
Yeah.
So.
Rumors was another one. Like, awesome. And if you didn't own Rumors, you'd
yeah.
go to jail.
Yeah. I mean... I probably wouldn't be friends with somebody that didn't own those two records. Just kidding.
All right, first concert.
Oh, crap. This is another one with my sister.
Okay.
So when I was 15 or 16, my sister took me to the Blossom Outdoor Music Theater in Ohio. I think
yeah.
it's in Akron, Ohio, or near Akron, Ohio. And we saw... it was one of Roy Orbison's last concerts.
Oh, wow.
It was Roy Orbison, Eddie and the Cruisers, and the Beach Boys were headlining. And it was during the bad period where they had to be carried on stage, and yep. they played like three songs that were awful, and
yeah.
then it was over. But Roy Orbison, I remember just being like enthralled.
Well, come on, man. It's Roy Orbison.
It was like, wow.
It's Roy Orbison.
That was like the coolest thing.
That's great, man.
And that's also, you know, a representation of how cool my sister is, too.
Yeah.
That was the concert. That
All right, cool. All right, let's hear, before we let you go, let's hear one more song.
All right.
What are we going to hear?
This is called First Day.
Okay.
Pick you up in the morning and meet you at the station outside the Dilettante Cafe. And you can tell me how you spent the night sipping bourbon in the candlelight, waiting for the house to get quiet. Now you've packed your bags with your most convenient rags. It'll be a while before he notices you're gone, 'cause he's out again with some new and nameless friends. As another drunken night turns to dawn, and this is how you'll start your new life. Put 100 miles between what's wrong and right. Pulling at the seams, all the lies and the in-betweens. He don't deserve to hear you say goodbye. and the house looks small from outside the door. No, you've never ever seen it from this view before. And this is where I pick you up, outside the old cafe. And I won't trouble you with loads of conversation. No, I won't persuade or ask you to explain how this became the first day of your new life.
Very nice, man.
Thanks.
Yeah, really, really great. Matthew Morgan, singer-songwriter, is going to be performing tonight, Friday, May 1st, at the Abbey Pub, 3420 West Grace. It's a 21 and over show. Begins at 8:30. We have a link on our Facebook page. Really nice to meet you, man.
Thanks, man.
Great stuff. Well. Really, really great stuff. I appreciate you coming down.
Thanks a lot.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We got the news coming up next on 720 WGN.